It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Teens on Air. It is Friday evening. It's 6:30. I know we're a little late. Sorry for that. We had some technical difficulties, as you may have seen on my Twitter. We're going to keep the show rolling here. I got to say, this past week has been a lot simpler for me now that my school state testing is over. We had this really weird new state test this week, and they had this one segment of the test that was probably the strangest thing I've ever done. It was about a gigantic coffee cup, and they were asking us math questions about this store that wanted to replace their broken giant coffee cup statue, and they wanted us to like read Yelp style reviews and like get the measurements of it. It was bizarre, and I'm very glad I'm done with it. Besides all that boring school stuff, I actually invited another Zach to join me on the show today. Our special guest is going to be joining us on Skype all the way from Florida, and he's going to be a part of a brand new segment we're launching here at Teens on Air. That's all going to be here in a hot minute, but before, we got to get the Z-Pod shuffle running. Coming in at number 5 this week is newcomer Bo LePage from right here in L.A. Here's Bo performing his debut single, Until Tonight.
Let your guard down tonight. You're the only thing in my eyes. It's 2 a.m. and every breath you take makes my heart feel in place as it sinks in your embrace. Time stands still when we're hiding in the silks, and every line inside you bring to life. It's been the first time I let my heart breathe in. I gave it all for you and let my heart break in. And it seems so easy when I felt so hurt, and it never felt so right until
Welcome back, everyone. That guy's name was Bo LePage, and his debut single was called Until Tonight that you just heard. Now, I'm going to move on and give a big warm welcome live via Skype from Florida. We have a very special guest on Teens on Air tonight. To me, this guy is a bigger celebrity than me or anybody I've ever worked with, because he's not an actor and he's not a superhero, but he's actually something bigger in what I think is more important than that. Some people have called him a philanthropist when he was 13, and they actually made a movie about his life. And do you know why that is? Because this guy is a part of our brand new segment on Teens on Air called Charity Watch. And we're going to give a spotlight to causes and organizations that you, the teenagers, are involved in. On the show tonight, from Skype, this is Zach Bonner. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. So I said you were 13 earlier, but that's not actually right. How old are you now?
I'm 16.
Okay, just like me.
So,
yeah. Why is it that you have all these honors I just talked about? What did you do when you were 13 exactly?
Well, it actually goes even farther back than 13. When about 10 years ago, when I was 6 years old, I started a nonprofit organization called the Little Red Wagon Foundation, really with the main focus of helping underprivileged youth. So that includes kids in domestic violence shelters, kids affected by natural disasters, kids in underfunded schools, but really our main focus is on homeless children.
So you actually did something with the Little Red Wagon Foundation that gained a whole lot of press attention. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So probably one of our most well-known projects was when I actually walked from Florida, all the way on the east coast of Florida, to Jacksonville Beach, to the Santa Monica Pier in California, so literally coast to coast, to bring awareness to homeless youth. And that was right around 2,500 miles. It took me about 7 months, and it was just it was absolutely crazy, but it was a great project, and we were able to raise tons of awareness to the problem and it was fantastic.
It was an amazing experience for me to actually see you at the end of your journey. I came to the finish line, if you will, at the Santa Monica Pier, and that was the first time I met you, and it was really, really cool to learn about what you'd done and this amazing selfless act that you did with the Foundation for Homeless Youth. We're actually going to get right back to it. We do have to take a quick commercial break. Andrew is pointing angrily at me in the booth. So we'll be right back live from Hollywood with Florida on the Skype line. This is Zach Bonner with Zach Callison. We're going to be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914- 338-1303.
We had Zach Bonner from Florida on the Skype line with us just a second ago. He walked across the United States to support homeless youth. So, Zach, tell us a story. What exactly drove you to do this? Because I have a case of the lazy sometimes. I struggle with my parents, and they tell me to do chores, and I can't even walk halfway down my driveway. I don't think I could ever walk across the entire country. So tell me what gave you the motivation and the drive to do this.
Absolutely. So before my march across America, which was that really long walk across the United States, I had actually done three previous walks. My first one was from Tampa to Tallahassee. Then I'd walked from Tallahassee to Atlanta, then Atlanta to D.C., and it was on that last leg, that Atlanta to D.C. walk, that I decided that I was going to take it all the way, and I was going to walk all the way across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast. And really the original inspiration for the walk came from a woman whose name was Peace Pilgrim, and she actually walked over 25,000 miles in a world peace. And I just really liked the idea of a walk that seemed really simple and grassroots, and I decided that it was something that I could do. And so after that first walk from Tampa to Tallahassee, and I saw how successful it was, I decided, hey, I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to continue to walk.
So exactly how many pairs of shoes did you go through on this entire journey?
I actually went through about 10 or 12 pairs.
So by calculating, how many miles was the trip?
It was about 2,478.
Okay, so about 2,500. If we divide 2,500 by, let's say, 10 or 11, what's that, 250 miles to the shoe? That's a pretty good ratio, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was, the shoes actually, they held up pretty well until we got to West Texas and Arizona, New Mexico area. And it was literally so hot that the pavement was, it was absorbing this heat. And it got so hot that it was nearly melting the bottoms of our shoes. And I remember one day, the temperature outside was like 118 degrees, and it was just, it was so hot. I mean, the shoes were practically melting. I was practically melting.
Wow. And they say you can fry eggs on the sidewalk in Arizona when it's really hot.
Yeah, you can. It's crazy how hot it gets out there.
So how long did the journey take you to go all 2,500 miles?
It took about 7 months in total. At the beginning, I was doing anywhere from maybe like 15 to 20 miles. And towards the end, I was doing anywhere from 20 to 30. Or one day, the max mileage that I hit in one day was 35 miles. And so it was pretty much 7 months straight of nonstop walking.
This is really amazing, man. I actually want to do something with you before the show ends. We're actually going to play a game. But before that, we're going to have the listeners call in and talk to you. And before that, even, we got to roll number 4 on the Z-Pod. We're going to be right back. Here's former X Factor finalist Sweet Suspense. This is their cover of a pop classic, Hold On. We'll be right back with Zach and Zach in just a sec.
Why do you lock yourself up in this dream? No one can
Speaking of suspense, our audience is probably dying to know more about the guest here on the Charity Watch segment. With me, still here from Florida, making an appearance here for Teens on Air, this is Zach Bonner. So, continuing forward with you, Zach, you actually had a movie made about your life story. Tell me about it.
Sure. Well, several years, an organization called the Philanthropy Project approached me about having a film created about my life, a Hollywood scripted film, not a documentary. And it was a really long time in the making, but it turned out really well. We had some great people working on it. Patrick Duncan, who wrote the screenplay, also wrote Mr. Holland's Opus and Courage Under Fire. Our director, David Anspaugh, who directed Rudy and Hoosiers. And then we had a great cast as well. The woman who played my mom, Anna Gunn, also had one of the lead roles on Breaking Bad. And the kid who played me, Chandler Canterbury, played alongside Nicolas Cage in Knowing, and was young Benjamin Button, and some other great roles. And we were just really happy with the way it turned out. And it's a really great platform for spreading the word about the foundation, about youth volunteerism, and about youth homelessness. Because one of the really interesting things about the film is that besides telling my life story, it also tells the story of a parallel family that the mother loses her job and the father passes away, and it's the series of events that just send them into this downward spiral and ultimately into homelessness. And it really just highlights so well how easy it is for someone to fall into really desperate and pretty terrible situations. And so we're really happy with the way that it turned out, and we're just really pleased with it.
Yeah, I actually saw the film when it was screening here in L.A., and I was bowled over by it. It was really well done, and the actor they casted looked just like you, so I thought that was really cool. You also do some other stuff besides walking across an entire country with the foundation. I hear you organize Christmas parties for homeless kids. You have the Zach Pack program. What else do you do?
Absolutely. So besides some of my crazier awareness-raising projects, we also do a lot of hands-on projects to work with and support homeless youth all over the country and really all over the world. And one of our most successful programs and one of my favorites is our Zach Pack program. This is where we take backpacks and we stuff them with the basic necessities, food, personal hygiene, socks, things like that. But we also add in a candy pack and a small toy to take it above and beyond just the basic needs and meet what we like to call their kid needs. Beyond that, we also, like you mentioned, do holiday events during Thanksgiving and the holidays. We've been doing those for several years now. And those are just absolutely fantastic because for a lot of the youth that we work with, if they're thrust into this situation, whether they're living in shelters or on the streets or, whatever the situation is, and oftentimes they have to grow up really fast, and they don't really have a lot of opportunities to just be kids. And so we like to create these events where they can come out of that situation, even if it is just for a day, and, have a good meal and just some good memory. And so we're really fond of those, and they're great. I love them.
Yeah, it's very, very awesome work that you do. I've also been to one of your holiday parties that you did here in L.A., and it's really amazing what you've been able to do with the foundation, and I give my full support to it. Now, talking about you for a second, if you didn't have the opportunity to work with the foundation and to found the whole thing, do you have another life path that you think you might have chosen?
That's such a tough question because, for the last 10 years I've been so heavily involved in the foundation, in philanthropy, and for me it's just really hard to imagine a life beyond helping others. And, I don't know, even if I would have gone down a different life path and I wouldn't have started the Little Red Wagon Foundation, I still think that philanthropy and giving and helping would still be a part of my life, no matter where I went.
All right, so guys, we're actually going to be taking phone calls, so you can call in to talk to Zach Bonner in just a second. We're going to be playing number one on the countdown first. Right now, we've got number three for the Z-Pod Shuffle. So without further ado, here's upcoming country artist Celeste Kellogg with her latest single, Broken Record.
On a day I feel like once you've seen one girls have seen them all. They'll ask you for your number but won't even give you a call. Sorry if this sounds kinda critical, but I want someone different, not stereotypical.
Hi guys, we're back in the studio here for Teens on Air. Now this show is made possible by Easy Way Broadcasting and Avenue Entertainment Management, so shout outs to them. Now moving forward, we still have Zach Bonner in the studio via Skype for today's episode. Talk to me, Zach, what is next for you? What do you have coming up in the future that you want to talk about?
Well, as we've talked about in the show, I'm always a fan of doing crazy projects, and this time I think I'm really going to outdo myself. On November 7th, here in Tampa, Florida, I'm going to attempt to break the world record for most food collected in a 24-hour period, and it's a massive undertaking. The current record is held right at about 600,000 pounds of food. So just to put that in perspective, that is about 400 to 500 pallets of food, or about 20 to 25 18-wheelers packed with food. So it's a massive undertaking, but we're really excited about it. It's going to be a 10-county-wide project, and even if you're not here in Florida, we're still going to have lots of opportunities to get involved. And if you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook at Zachary Bonner, and Twitter at Zach_Bonner. I'm going to be posting tons of updates about the project and how you can get involved, no matter where you live.
That is really cool, man. I wish you luck with that. That's an awesome project.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Before we take our next commercial break, I just want to let you know about something really cool that we're promoting here on Teens on Air. May 31st at Oak Park High School at the Pavilion, there's going to be a little show called Oakcella. And you can call 818-597-4256 on ticket info. The very first guest we had on the show, the Ochoa Boys, are going to be performing. Lots of other teen stars, performers. It's going to be a blast. I'll be there if you want to say hi. Once again, the ticket info number is 818-597-4256 if you want to check it out. We're going to take our next commercial break. When we come back, we're going to play a crazy little game with Zach Bonner because that's how we roll. We'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Ezizuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, this song is by Nick Drossos. It's called Your Name at number 2 on the Z-Pod Shuffle. Hit it.
Nikki Dio, Nikki Dio, Nikki Dio, Nikki Dio, Nikki Dio, Nikki Dio. Good to see you walking straight past me. You're the most amazing thing I've seen. Give me half a chance and I'll be falling hard. Back in the movies, didn't
That was Nick Drossos, an Australian artist, and our number two, that song was called Your Name. Keep standing by, everyone. Number one is just around the corner, but first, we have to open up the phone lines to talk to Zach. But even before that, I faked you out. I got you. We have a little game to play. Before I went on the break, I explained that it was going to be crazy, and it was going to be this weird game that we're going to play here on Teens on Air. Zach, are you willing to accept the challenge? If you do, there is no backing out. Will you play the game?
Let's do it.
All right. This segment is called Random Questions, and how you play, I'm going to give you a bunch of random, overly personal questions that you have no idea that I'm asking. You have to give us a rapid response, like whatever comes into your head, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Get ready. What's your favorite color?
Red. Tampa all the way. I'm going for baseball. It's Tampa Bay Rays. For hockey, it's Lightning.
How about your least liked vegetable?
That's a toss between broccoli or cauliflower.
Last song played on your iPod?
I've been listening a lot to Coldplay's new album. I'm loving it. So it's dominating all the spots in my top 25.
Favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Okay, boxers or briefs?
Right in the middle, I'm going for boxer briefs.
Yeah. Biggest pet peeve?
Stupid people.
Okay, worst pickup line you've ever used on a girl?
Luckily, with the girls I dated so far, I haven't had to use a terrible pickup line yet, but I have heard some pretty terrible ones.
I think we all have. They're always a last resort anyway. Who's your biggest role model?
Steve Jobs.
How about a bad habit that you still do?
Overanalyzing questions, especially on a test. Like when I sit down, I sit there and I'll reread the question like 20 times before I even attempt to answer. It's crazy.
Well, good thing these ones are fast. Who's your celebrity crush?
Another tough one. You're fooling tonight. I don't know. I guess I'll go with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. All right. Finally, if you could have one superpower, what would you choose?
I would be a shapeshifter. I think it's for when you've got somebody rolled in, you can fly, you can practically disappear.
That's actually my choice, too. Great minds think alike. Good one.
Absolutely.
All right, Zach, thanks for playing my really dumb game. The phone lines are opening up right now, guys. Call us right now. We're going to talk. You guys can talk to Zach. The number to call is 914-338-1303. Again, 914-338-1303. And while the phone lines are coming in, we're going to play our number one song for the Z-Pod Shuffle. This is another Australian band, and they're making some waves here in the States. It's At Sunset with their song Back in Time. Call us now.
Feelings come and go. Yeah, she got it going on, and now I'm running circles inside my head. So baby, I was thinking maybe if I go back and change things, would this drive me crazy? The thing is that I don't know what to say, but it doesn't matter anyway. I
Hey guys, Zach Callison back with Teams on Air here. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. We are now taking our callers to speak exclusively with Zach Bonner, and you can say hi if you want. I'm here. I love you guys. Let's bring up the first caller, shall we? Anybody there? I hear somebody. Hello? Well, that's unfortunate. I think they're a little phone shy. We still got Zach Bonner on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Well, let's see. I don't think they're there. How about we pull up another caller then? How about that?
All right.
In the meantime, a couple shout-outs for tonight. Thanks to Zach Bonner for being on the show. Thanks to Andrew in the booth for keeping me on the show, keeping me on schedule. And everybody who donated their music to be played on the show tonight, especially Bo LePage for hitting me up on Twitter. You rock, man. If anyone else wants to check us out on social media, I'm on Twitter at Zach Callison, ZachCallison. Zach, what's your Twitter?
Mine is Zach underscore Bonner, so Zach underscore Bonner.
There you have it. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello?
Seems like we have a shy crowd tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, we have... Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
How are you?
Hi. Zach, you've done a lot to make a difference for homeless youth, and there's so many problems out there that people get passionate about, but they feel like the problem is too big for one person to make a difference. What are some things that teens can do maybe to make a difference or affect whatever cause it is that they're passionate about?
Absolutely. So my advice for anybody listening is, find whatever you're passionate about. For me, it was homeless youth. For others, it might be animals or the environment. Whatever it is, find what you're passionate about. And then use your skills or the things that you like to do for fun and bring it together. Just find what you're passionate about and just go with it. And don't let anybody tell you that you're too young or that you can't do it or that you're underqualified, because you absolutely can make a difference in the world if you just try.
I have another question, too. You did start really young. Was there ever a time that you were frustrated by the no's or the rejection?
Absolutely. I've been doing it for 10 years now, and in that time I've gotten a lot of no's. A lot of people have told me they won't help, they don't want to, and it's always disheartening to hear that. But what I've learned is that for everybody out there that tells you no, there is somebody that will say yes. And if you look hard enough and you're persevering, you keep going, you will find those people that will tell you yes and that will help you. And it's absolutely worth it when you do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Now, Andrew, if you'd like to queue up another caller, if anybody is interested in calling, please don't be shy. I know we started late today, so not as many people may have heard us go on air, but we are here now. I'd like to thank you again, Zach, for being on the show. And everybody I thanked earlier, you guys rock. Thank you very much. And once again, we started at 6:30 this week. We are 6 o'clock Friday nights. That's 6 p.m., not 6 a.m., because nobody wants to get up that early. So join us next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. And this has been Teens on Air. I'll see you guys later.